Wednesday, 6th of Tuesday, the Torah Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, 6th of Elul, 23rd of August, Rabbi Binyamin Chodi Shlita, Chazoka of the Baal Tekeya. This week's Torah was sponsored L'chvod Simchas Habar Mitzvah of Shlomi Spitzer and Yossi Emanuel, which took place last Shabbos. Parsha Shofti Mihi, Rotson, Shizko, Erehim, Vizikneihem, Rav Nachas Mehem, Ekol Yatzei, Halotzeihem.
Strongly geared up for Elul's man in Northwest London, Torah Way. Must be an extra feeling of intensity going around the room. Considering it is Chodesh Elul, I would like to discuss a halachic shaila which has relevance to Rosh Hashanah. Most of you will probably have already been turning pages in your calendar. Probably when you were planning your summer holiday, you were busy working out dates or possibly all your business meetings. And I'm assuming most of you, if not all of you, would have already noticed that this year Rosh Hashanah falls Shabbos and Sunday. So the first day Rosh Hashanah this year is Shabbos Kodesh. Now, this, everyone knows the halacha, is that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos when it coincides with Rosh Hashanah. Right, the other round. We don't blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it coincides with Shabbos. The reason for that is a Gemara. The Gemara says, "We're Rabbi, that you're going to carry the shofar in a Rishus Harabim." Now, obviously, that's itself a discussion. Do we have Rishus Harabim nowadays? Do we not? That obviously is up for huge debate. Enough commitment is if you can make an Erev, that's not the discussion this morning, but the answer to that question is that the Gzeirah, even if you don't have Rishus Harabim, let's say, but the Gzeirah was still made because you might count to Mavi Rishus Harabim. The fact that this shul might have or might not have isn't practically relevant. Halacha l'maisa, the end of the day, Chazal made the Gzeirah, and that Gzeirah was for a reason that applied to everyone across the board in those days, and that reason still applies nowadays, irrespective of the reason the takana remains. So that's clear that we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it coincides with Shabbos. Now, the poskim discuss a very interesting shaila, which is as follows. I don't know how common this minhag is. I think that in our shuls, our local shuls, it's quite normal for there to be one Baal Tekeya for both days of Rosh Hashanah. That is generally the custom. Clearly, in the days of many poskim, that wasn't the custom. And they used to split the days between two different Baal Tekeya. Reuven got Rosh Hashanah day one, and Shimon got Rosh Hashanah day two. It's common that when it comes to the Chazan, they split it. That is quite common nowadays, that the same Baal Tefillah doesn't daven both days. But Baal Tekeya is a little bit more rare. But Akoponim, the shaila is, if you are in such a situation, what happens this year? Who has the schus to blow shofar on the second day? Because you don't have shofar the first day. So do we say that it's the second fellow's opportunity because he always does it on the second day, so today's the second day. What happened yesterday is not relevant. Or do we say no, that because the first person missed out yesterday, Maybe there's a sorrow to say that his zechus is still kayam, and he is the first in adverted commas Baal Tekeya always. Sometimes there's a second Baal Tekeya, sometimes there isn't a second Baal Tekeya, but he is always number one, right? That's the shaila. This shaila is discussed by the Chivas Ponim Meiris in Chelik Bey Simon Kuf Chof Hey. It is brought down by the Shari Chiva and by Rekiva Eger in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Now, before we get to the answers to the shaila,
why is it a shaila?
Go on. Why is it not a shaila?
I mean, it this is, why is it halacha? Why is it? I understand there's one filler at one time, one other. So why, you know, come shayla in halacha? Why is it come shayla in halacha? It's like any other thing you do, you know? Like two shoot film or two other things.
Okay. So what's the psak?
I don't know.
So then why is it not a shayla? Nochmo, you told me a second ago it's not a shayla. And now you're telling me you don't know all the answers. So why is it not a shayla? No? I'm asking you a question. What's the psak?
It's been on a lechaveya thing. It's not to do
okay, so you're saying one should be nice to the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear. Unfortunately, I don't know if you know.
Because I'm in a situation where sometimes I get the omen and sometimes I don't get the omen. So who gives the right to give the omen? So the same thing. So the government will decide.
The government will decide. Who sets up to the government to decide?
Don't start with the government.
Yeah, I agree with you. If there's a minhag hamakom that it's the government's choice, then there's nothing to talk about, right? So what you're really asking, I'll tell you what your question boils down to, yeah? And I've taken something for granted over here, only because I want to be marked in the shayla. I want to know what is the status of the right of a Baal Tekeah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's really what this shayla boils down to, right? Now, before we get there, yeah, there's obviously always before we get there, there's always three hakdamas to every sentence. I'd like to discuss the halachic background to the zchus of an asiyas hamitzvah. Somebody has a right to do a mitzvah. Yeah, what's the makar in Shas, in the Poiskim, that somebody who has a schus to do a mitzvah has a right to hang on to that schus to do a mitzvah? Now, obviously, there can be sometimes money involved, right? That's also a discussion. It's not usually relevant by Baal Tekeah Shofar. I don't think people usually bid to be the Baal Tekeah. I might be wrong, but I don't think so. It's not usually the job that gets auctioned off. It's usually the psicha, the Aron HaKadosh behind me that gets auctioned off. But in a chanami, that is also a player sometimes in terms of if you can get more money for somebody else, maybe he should get it. So that's also a discussion in the poskim. I don't want to emphasize that point this morning, but it is a machlokes haposkim as to when money is involved, do we say the first person always gets the schus, or do we say it's about the tzibur, the tzarech, the mitzvah, making more money, and therefore there is mokum to say that whoever bids higher will get the schus. So we start with a gemara in Yuma, which at first instance has absolutely no connection to tzkiyah shofar at all. The gemara discusses a kohen gadol. Gemara talks about a kohen gadol who something happened to him. For example, he was roya keri, and he is disqualified and unfitting to do the avodah of the Kohuna Gedolah on Yom HaKippurim. So, which Be'ezus Hashem this year, we're going to have a Vesa Mikdash, and we're going to have a Kohen Gadol, and so we need to know what's the halacha in such a situation. So the Gemara says that he can't do the avodah. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Now, they were memaneh, they appointed somebody else to take his position for that year because he was unfitting to do the avodah. Right? So you got Kohen Gadol, Reuven, he was originally the Kohen Gadol last year, and this year he can't do it. We feel sorry for him, but that's just the way it is, right? Mr. Shimon gets appointed, he's the Kohen Gadol this year instead. Now the shaila is, what happens next year, right? So the Gemara tells us, the Rishon Chozer L'Avodasai, the first original Kohen Gadol, he goes back to his original shtela. Sheni, Kol mitzvahs kuna gedoyla olav, divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says a chiddush that once you become a Kohen Gadol, you're always a Kohen Gadol. You're going to have to work it out, who gets what, when who does what, in a chanami. But the second one who became a Kohen Gadol as well that year, it's chalun him lo'ilam voed, kozman, he's alive, that he is also he remains a Kohen Gadol. That is shittas Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yossi Omer, he disagrees. He says, Rishon chayiz la'avodasai. The first one, Taka always goes back. That's a davar poshut. The first one keeps his shtela. Sheni, einoi ro'oi loy lekoin gadol v'loy lekoin hedyot. Unbelievable words. He gets nothing. He's worse off. Had he not been a man of koin gadol, then tomorrow he could be a koin hedyot. Right? Says the Gemara, because he became a koin gadol this year, that's it. And the first one came back, he's lost everything. He's lost the koin gadol, he's lost koin hedyot. Why? So, The Gemara discusses, the Gemara says that he can't be the Kohen Gadol because of Eva Derishain. Where Rari, the first person, is going to start having bad feelings towards the second one, and we don't quarreling, we don't fight, we stay away from machlekes and in everything across Yiddishkeit. We are people who live b'shalom v'shalva v'hashke betach with each other, and we do everything to try and prevent the potential of a argument between two people.
Was it the Eivish
Kohen Hedget to finish? Oh, that's the next line. So the Gemara says, you know why you can't make Kohen Hedget? Malim ba'kodesh v'loim ha'ridin. It's a hayrada in his kedusha for him to go to be wearing eight begadim to wearing full begadim. That's a very, very large hayrada b'kedusha, and therefore, unfortunately, this sorry fellow has completely lost his job, and he'll have to go to other areas of society to find something to do with his day. He doesn't get anything, unfortunately.
Didn't they have a deputy Kohen Gadol?
They did.
So why couldn't he do that function?
Because that will create some sort of Eva. You mean? I mean, we're obviously talking about a case where you already have that scan anyway, right? We're talking about specifically where the fellow who can't do his Aveda was the Kohen Gadol. Somebody who's got a similar position to him is still fitting. You're right. Maybe in a Chanami, maybe in a Gavna where the Skan would also be a problem, then he would get that in a Chanami. Gemara's not talking about that situation. So that's what the Gemara says. You have Machlekes Tanoim. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'Rab Yosi. We paskin, like the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. What was his opinion? That the second one is sorry, he loses his job entirely. So Taiz asks Akasha, he says, what do you mean halacha ka Rabbi Yosi? Tema hilchasa lemashicha. The Gemara is passing a halacha, which is not relevant. The Gemara was written in a zman of Golos, right? There wasn't a Kohen Gadol, there wasn't Aveda, there wasn't Yom Kippur, there was nothing, right? And we have a whole discussion. So I've got a problem with the Brisa. The Brisa could be a Brisa. The Brisa is limit HaTorah. But why are you telling me halacha k'Rabbi Yosi? Why are we passing halachas now? Halacha is not relevant. Right? We don't usually pass in halacha when it's not relevant, says Tosis. We don't pass in halacha which is only relevant when Mashiach comes. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis brings a raya from a few Gemara's in Shas, but the Gemara asks Hilchas and Mashiach. So Tosis says, listen to this. V'yesh Leima. Tosis Yumadaf Gimel Amadalev to Masach halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Says Tosis, V'yesh Leima. Te'ike nafke mine afilo bizman hazeh. Leparnes hamamuna ala tzibu. Leparnes means somebody who is a manhig, a leader. A leader on a community, who is appointed on a community. Va'ovar machmas oines. And he is unable to fulfill his job because of an enforced situation that wasn't something in his control. Says Taisvus, kesheyava ha'oines chayze l'shirurosai. When his situation goes lamuta, when it changes back, he will get his shtela back. V'gam noegin kavod b'sheni. And we also give something to the second one. So, oh. Not like Rabbi Yosi. Oh, good. So, slowly. First of all, the poskim, the Masha over here, and the Magen Avraham in Simon Kufman Gimel, Sif Kotan Mem Tess, asks on Taisus that Taisus is Lechaira is a Pele, because the Ikka is that the Rishon gets his Shtela back. That is not a Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yosi. Reb Meir also agrees that the Rishon is Chayzer Avodasai, right? So to tell me that the Rishon is Chayzer L'Shirusai is not a Chiddush. That's nothing to do with Halacha K'Reb Yosi, because Reb Meir also holds that the first one is Chayzer L'Shirusai, right? That's question number one. Question number two is that Tosis says, which is half the answer to the first question in itself, Tosis says, "V'gam noyegin kavod v'sheni," that we give kavod to the second person, and the Gemara, the fear of Yosi, says the sheni doesn't get anything. He doesn't get the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't get the Kohen Hedget.
Why are you comparing to this is Kedusha, and to Parnes is not Inyan for Kedusha?
What's called? Enough of what?
It's no more than kavod.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You mean I was mad in Makodesh?
Yeah.
I hear your question. That's a good question. So the answer is that mitzvahs, when we're talking about malik, we're not talking about someone who's like tells everyone what to do. We're talking about somebody who's mamuna to control that CSR mitzvahs or whatever it is. So he does have a shaykhus to the kedusha of running the tzibur in a ruchnius perspective, not
the tzibur, right?
Yeah.
It's got the position of the kedusha.
So you want to suggest that it could be the halacha malam hakodesh wouldn't apply?
Yeah.
It's just Rabbi Yossi never said that. That's nothing. That you're making the question stronger there, because it's nothing to do with halacha Rabbi Yossi then. If that's the pshat, right? So, the Magen Avraham says that the Ikka answer here is the fact that the second fellow gets something, right? That means Lefi Remeya, for example. Lefi Remeya, yeah, the first fellow gets everything, right? Remeya is not Choshish for Eva, right? So, according to Remeya, what happens to the second fellow? He remains a Kohen Gadol, right? So the Chasan Sofer comes along and says the following. The Chasan Sofer says a very interesting thing. The Chasan Sofer says that when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, yeah, the Kohen Gadol is the only reason why he's Chozer l'shirusoi, to his original shtela, yeah, is only because the Torah says that the Torah says that Shema Mishchas Eloikav Olof. The Torah says Exeris HaKosev, that once you become anointed as a Kohen Gadol, you remain in that state. It's a special halacha, says the Chasan Sofer, when it comes to a Kohen Gadol. Somebody else wouldn't be Chozer l'shirusoi. So the Chasan Sofer says like this. He says, when it comes to, what is this Eva? This Eva is that why are you here? I should be here. Yeah, he says, Bishleimer, if you hold that you always, by every position, you get back the original shtela. Yeah, I can understand why are you here now, right? I'm gonna start having bad feelings towards you, right? So therefore, there's a swear to say because of Eva that I don't get anything. You know why Rabbi Yossi is not choshish for Eva? Because Rabbi Yossi holds that usually the first fellow doesn't get anything. It's only halacha and Hilchos Kohen Gadol that he gets something, because the Torah says he gives back, but usually you wouldn't get anything, right? If usually you wouldn't get anything, then what's the Eva really? You shouldn't really be here. Not for us. The second fellow is also here. That's not Eva. You're lucky. You got what you got, right? You were lucky. You were zeicher to get this shtela back. A different shtela is posher that you won't get. He got the job this time. So now he becomes muchzik on his job. So he keeps it, right? So the Chasai wants to say that it's only the reason why Rabbi Yossi doesn't have a problem of Eva, yeah, is only because. Usually he wouldn't get anything. That's why he has that the reason. Yeah, it's because what usually happens. So he wants to say that afkumin of tesis is what happens in another situation. Al kaponim, we have from here a halacha that when you're doing a mitzvah, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel Seif Chaf Beis, the mechaber paskins la halacha based on a modcha who comes mekach this tesis. That we paskan la'alacha, that when it comes to an asiyas ha-mitzvah, kol zaman, nothing's happened to you, you keep control of your shtala. You have a right, you have a halachic right to be oisik in your communal superiority over the tzibur. You are nismane to do this on behalf of the community, and therefore you remain in that state, right? Somebody else can't. If something happens to you, then in a chanami, there'll be a shulchan aruch as to what happens as a result of that. But with derech klal, kol zman, you're fitting for the job. Nobody has the right to attempt to take it away from you. As I state in shulchan aruch. Now, the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Siv Katan Vav, that we therefore, the minhag, therefore, we apply this to a chazan or a baal tekeah, that you can't take his job away from him. There is a machlokes hapoiskim as to whether or not this chazaka needs three times, like other types of chazakas, that you only say that, you know, the fact that it's mine and nobody else was meiches, it happens for three times. Well, you say there's a new din here that because you are noihig sorora ala tzibur, you remain with it forever, even only with one. So the Prima Godim has a tzat to say that you need three times, and the Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in Chedek Beis, Simon Samach Ches, he paskens la'alacha b'pshitas, that once you've done it once, you've got it forever. There is a shayla, by the way, about Yerusha as well. There's a debate in the Poskim whether or not these things are go over to your children if they're roy. That's also a separate point. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says there's three reasons why already with once you keep it. It's not a regular type of chazaka, either because it's darkish shalom. It's not, you know, it's that you're gonna start a meriva if you're gonna start suggesting that the first person doesn't get it. Now, obviously, there are halachas. Yeah, that means he has to be merutzah l'kol. He has to have a nice voice. He has to do the job properly. We're talking about a situation where there's nothing missing mitzad the halachas of what he's supposed to do. If somebody who does it one year and he did a terrible job, right? So he's not doing a shorah latzibur. He's not fulfilling his shorahs properly. So that's poshut, that, you know, that if he's not fulfilling the quota of what it takes, then he doesn't b'etzem have this chas. We're talking about a governor where he's ticking all the right boxes, and then something else happens, and suddenly he wants to laugh and goes, you know, I want to do it, or whatever the story was, right? So that another story is chashad. People will be choshish that, if, you know, if you tell him he's not doing it next year, people will suspect maybe he's posel, or maybe, you know, maybe they find out something about his roots, and they realize that he's not really koshel of a bakal. It'll be quite uncomfortable. And the third svara, which is really what we want to deal with here, is that you're zoiche liyoymai. You get your day. You get your day. Once you're zoiche in it, you're zoiche in it. As I state in Yaivitz. And the Prima Godim disagrees. It says it could be that you need taka three times. Now, interestingly, the Rikivega brings down the funny rule. So let's get back to Ashayla. The first person can't do the tkiyas because it's Shabbos today. So what happens on day two? So, fascinatingly, Rikivega first just stump paskins that the second one gets it, because that's his day, right? He actually starts off the other round. Rishon tekeya v'ashen netcha, which is a chiddush. This is why it's fascinating. It wouldn't be fascinating if he'd other hand, right? If the second guy gets it, then that was always his day. So he keeps it. Kirega says, Rishon tekeya v'ashen yitcha. The first person who blew gets it. Why? Because he gets the first day of shofar, right? That's his chus. The second guy, netcha, chiddush. Okay? Then he brings from the Ponim Iris. Ponim Iris brings a raya from Magen Avraham, which we'll say briefly. I haven't got too much time. The Magen Avraham, in very interesting, by Marovus, not every shul say it, but some shuls do. The Magen Avraham in Simon Tov Reish Mem Beis in Hilchas Sukkah, there's only one Magen Avraham on that halacha, so it won't be difficult for you to find it. The halacha is that if Yontif falls on Shabbos, we don't say Marovus on Friday night because we're worried about Shemayata. Right, people aren't ruggled to say the words of Maravas, so you were choshesh that you might, in the time of Chazal, you might tilt the neh to be able to read the words, and therefore the gzera still applies, even though Shemayata doesn't practically really apply nowadays, but the gzera still applies. Therefore, we delete Maravas on Friday night. So Shaila comes the second night Yontif, which Maravas do you say? Do you say the Maravas on the first night? Is it Maravas on the second night? Right. So the Magen Avraham says that there's two different minhagim. He says that the correct minhag is to take what you should have done on the first night and do it on the second night, because really you were supposed to say it, just you didn't say it. Therefore, the halacha is it gets pushed off and it just gets delayed, but you still do it. And the nafkamina would be that, you know, the next one will lose out entirely. Then he says if a poisoner, the minhag in poisoner ain't knowing him, which is put down by the levush. They didn't do that. In Poizna, they said, if you got pushed off, you got pushed off, and that's it. So the Ponimiris wants to say that it is the same thing. Just like you see the Musig of Maravus, sometimes it's titled the Minag, do you look at what should have happened, and everything else after that gets pushed away, Or do you say no, that you are zeichel yaimai, and like my rabbis, that's what you're supposed to do tonight, that's what you do tonight. So, as I stated in Ponemir, it's basically his title on the Minag HaMokim. The Magen Avraham asked a kasha on this, and he says that if you look in the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah talks about the Sheh Shal Yoyin they used to say on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara says they used to say something different each day, right? So the Gemara tells us that if Sukkah fell on Shabbos, you say, Mez Mashal Yoyim HaShabbos, right? The Sheh in the Beis HaMikdash was a Shabbos Sheh, it wasn't a Yontif Sheh. And the Gemara says, we paskel halacha, that once Shabbos were pushed off Yontif, right? So we say that everything gets pushed down a little bit. So what you should have said on Shabbos, you say on Sunday. And the last day Yontif is never set. The shir of the last day of Yontif isn't set. So you see, it says the Magen Avraham, Mefurish Gemara, that whatever should have happened gets pushed off till tomorrow. And we don't say Yozeichel Yoyimai. Everything gets pushed down the conveyor belt. Everything just gets slid down a little bit, but everything be'etzem continues. So the Magen Avraham asks the Shikasha. So the Some Achronim say the Shar Tshuva says doesn't understand. He says there's halacha in Shir. The Rashi says in Sukkah the ain medalgin al Shir. You don't skip the Shir. There's a Seder. There's halacha of Seder. Chazal Masakin is Seder, or when you say which Shir, but that has nothing to do with Hilchus Tekiyah Shefa. What's one going to do the other? Here we're talking about a mamash, a proper zuchus. He became muchzik in his yom, right? And therefore it's totally no shaychus, and the Ponim Iris is correct that if the minag is that Yozeichel Yoyimai, then Yozeichel Yoyimai, and it's chalk and cheese the two halachas entirely. There are other duchoyim, stamazoi, to the Ponim Iris is tushtel from Maravus. It's bechlal not posha that you can compare one to the other. And there are a couple of reasons for this. One of the reasons is a Bekuri Yaakov that says that the what do you say? On the first night, you talk about the Arba Minim. You say, Oichsei B'yodam. We talk about the fact that we hold the Arba Minim. The fact that we praise Klal Yisrael, that we do the mitzvah Arba Minim. When is the Chiyuv Daraisa of Arba Minim, Bizman Hazeh? Only on day one. Yeah. Right? The second you get to day two, that Chiyuv doesn't apply anymore. But the mitzvah of Sukkah, which we do talk about in the Maravos of the second night, they do apply min ha-Torah. There might not be a chiyuv, but the cheft of the mitzvah is min ha-Torah, the entire yontif. So the Bruker Yaakov says, right, that's the reason. That's the reason why you don't say the maravos of eichse biyodom on the second night is because I haven't got the mitzvah of eichse biyodom anymore, right? So what you're talking about can't apply on the second night. That's the reason why when it comes to maravos, if the first one was nitche, it gets pushed off entirely, and the second one is, you say the second one, because it doesn't make sense to say the first one, because it's posh, you're not talking about the right thing today. You're supposed to talk about Sukkah, you're not supposed to talk about Minim. Mashenke, when it comes to
Pesach, the second night, Maro, it's all about Spiros Omer, and again, I think we do say the second night, rather.
Good. Yeah, good. So that's the taina of the Bekuri Yaakov, that you, Lechaira, you can't compare.
Who gets it then?
So there is a, to finish off with the Matei Ephraim in Siman Tovkuf Pei Aleph, basically passes la halacha that you should really, when you originally dedicate one day to one and the other day to the other, you should make a tanai, you should make an agreement what will happen think ahead, basically. Don't just turn up. Don't be yeshivish. Don't turn up on the day and start rowing about and faffing about what you should do. Right? When you originally decide what to do, if you didn't, and you forgot to make it tonight, then he says you should make a peshara. Listen to this peshara. Unbelievable. The first time it happens, yeah, we have two lots of tkiyas. We have a tkiyas before Musaf, and you have tkiyas after Musaf. He says, give the Rishon, that the first time it happens, the first tekiyas. Give the Sheni the second tekiyas. And make the Pshara the second time it happens, because the Shain and the Poiskim, what the Ikka tekiyas are. So the second time it happens, change the order around. Give the second one before Musaf. And the thing after them. Now, the mitzvah is to give the same Baal Tekiyah both. That's Azish Neitin Halacha. right? You don't change the matter care. Mechayra gufa because we're rari that people will start suspecting that there's a psul with the first one. But in this case, according to the Matei Ephraim, we make an exception because we're so worried about their chazakas. You see how strong this chazaka is, right? It's so strong. You became a batakeya once, you deserve to continue your shtela. That is what you do. You're a batakeya. But tekiyas is a gracious chus. You're being ma'ale, the zechreinus of Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and you got that opportunity. If you take that away from him, it's chashon. It could be scary stuff, right? So therefore, that's lalach lemaisa. It seems to be we usually follow the Matei Ephraim. He seems to offer that pshara. So I would be interested to know if there's any minion in Northwest London who has this issue. Generally, I believe it, the minhag is that we have the same batakeya for both days. But I would be very curious if there is such a maisa, how they act. But that's what the place can say. Have a wonderful day.
Hi,